we talk about the active and passive righteousness of Christ, the way that he redeems us, first by fulfilling all the righteousness of the law on our behalf, and second by satisfying the penalty for unrighteousness on our behalf. Again, God is not going to lower his standards. The standards are what they are. Jesus sums up all the law in Matthew by saying, "Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Perfection is the standard. It is never lowered. What we need then is that perfection. And he sends the sinless one, even Jesus Christ, the one who has perfect righteousness, the one whom Jesus says, "I do always those things which please the Father." He is upholding all of the law and then goes and makes perfect satisfaction for our sins through a blood atonement that propitiates and expiates all of our sins on the holy cross. That is a perfect sacrifice, so much so that he sits down at the right hand of the Father. No more sacrifices to be made for reconciliation. So God upholds the righteousness of the law on our behalf in and through Christ, and he satisfies the penalty for unrighteousness on our behalf. So the law is completely fulfilled, and that is the gospel. So when the law is fulfilled, our ability to see the face of God is made manifest because we are cleansed from sin, now fit to be inhabited by the Holy Spirit of God, who reveals the face of God in Jesus Christ.